Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insight. In the previous episode, we discussed the topic, whose repentance is accepted and whose is not, selected from Surah An-Nisa. We learned about the meaning of repentance, the consequences of sins, the importance and conditions of sincere repentance, and other related matters. In today's episode, we will discuss a new topic selected from Surah An-Nisa, the excellence of avoiding major sins, and a discussion on jealousy. We will explore the definition of major sins, the virtues of avoiding them, and how avoiding major sins can erase minor sins. Additionally, we will cover the definition of jealousy, its ruling, examples of sins caused by jealousy, and its harms as well as remedies. So let's begin our episode by presenting the virtue of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever recites one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. Whoever recites 10 durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. Whoever recites 100 durood upon me, Allah Almighty writes between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and hellfire, and he will keep him among the martyrs on Judgment Day." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, Islam is a complete code of life that provides comprehensive guidance for all aspects of a Muslim's life. The Holy Quran guides us regarding the troubles we face in life, stating that the root cause of our sufferings is our sins. These sins invite the displeasure and wrath of Allah Almighty, resulting in various types of difficulties. We must avoid all sins, especially major sins. Allah Almighty has promised in Surah An-Nisa that those who avoid major sins will have their minor sins forgiven with His kindness and will be granted entry into paradise. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims, "إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا." Translation from Kanzul Irfan: if you refrain from major sins that you have been forbidden to do, then we shall erase your other sins and make you enter an abode of honor. Dear viewers, if we avoid major sins, not only will we be spared from Allah Almighty's displeasure, but we will also have our minor sins forgiven and be entitled to paradise. The Holy Prophet ﷺ also mentioned in a blessed hadith that when a person avoids major sins, Allah Almighty makes his good deeds an expiation for his minor sins and erases his minor sins. Hence, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said the 5 daily prayers, Friday to Friday and Ramadan to Ramadan, all expiations for the sins committed in between as long as major sins are avoided. In one place, those who avoid major sins have been given the glad tidings of paradise. Hence, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "The one who worships Allah Almighty alone, associates no partner with Him, establishes prayers, pays zakah, fasts during Ramadan, and avoids major sins, for him is paradise." Dear viewers, the blessed verse mentioned above promises forgiveness for minor sins upon avoiding major sins. Now let's understand what is meant by major sins. What is a major sin? A sin that carries a worldly punishment, such as murder, adultery, theft, etc. A sin that has a warning of divine punishment in the afterlife. The sin whose doer deserves severe punishment, as mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. Such a sin is considered a major sin. Dear viewers, Allah Almighty has highlighted many major sins in His final book, the Holy Quran, so that believers avoid them. One such sin is jealousy. Allah Almighty has forbidden us from being jealous in Surah An-Nisa. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: rather, they are jealous of the people due to that which Allah granted them from His grace. So indeed we gave Ibrahim and his progeny the book and wisdom, and we granted them a vast kingdom. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, "Stay away from jealousy, because jealousy devours good deeds just as fire consumes dry wood." Dear viewers, jealousy is an inner disease that sows seeds of malice, hatred, and deceit in a person's heart, causing all the good deeds to be wasted. Jealousy is defined as wishing for the loss of someone's religious or worldly bounty, or desiring that a certain person should not receive that bounty. Dear viewers, we've heard about jealousy, but what is its ruling? Does having jealous thoughts about someone make a person jealous? Let's listen to the ruling on jealousy and when it occurs. If a person intentionally harbors jealous thoughts and acts on them or expresses them through certain actions, then this is forbidden and leads to hell. This means that intentionally creating jealous thoughts about someone and then striving to actualize them is forbidden and leads to hell. However, if Satan brings jealous thoughts into your mind, immediately dismiss them, repent, and seek forgiveness. Dear viewers, the very first sin ever committed was jealousy. When Allah Almighty commanded all the angels, including Satan, to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Satan refused out of arrogance. As it is stated in the glorious Quran, قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِّنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِّنْ طِينٍ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: he said, "I am better than him. You created me from fire, and you created him from clay." Satan thought that the honor and status given to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam rightfully belonged to him. He believed that since he was created from fire and Adam from clay, he was more deserving of that high rank due to his creation and worship. Jealous and filled with pride, Satan challenged the Creator, Allah Almighty, declaring that he would lead this creation astray. As a result of his disobedience and refusal to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Allah Almighty expelled Satan from paradise and cursed him until Judgment Day. Allah Almighty proclaims, translation from Kanzul Irfan, he said, "Be gone from it, paradise. Indeed, you are accursed. My curse is upon you until the day of judgment." Dear viewers, Satan set his goal to distract the offspring of Adam from the straight path. To this day, he remains actively engaged in achieving that goal steadfastly. Anyone who harbors jealousy today is following in the footsteps of Satan, the first jealous being. That person is similarly complaining to Allah Almighty about why a certain bounty was given to someone else instead of him. Satan's jealousy led him to disastrous consequences. And surely, people should be cautious of such terrible outcomes. Dear viewers, on earth, the first sin occurred due to jealousy, which led Qabil to murder his brother Habil. Both Qabil and Habil presented sacrifices to Allah Almighty. Habil's sacrifice was consumed by a cosmic fire as a sign of acceptance. Jealousy grew in Qabil's heart. Instead of correcting his own mistake, he murdered Habil. Allah Almighty has detailed this incident in the Quran. Allah Almighty proclaims, "وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَى أَبْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "Dear beloved Prophet, relate to them the true narrative of the two sons of Adam when both presented a sacrifice, and it was accepted from one of them and not accepted from the other. He, Qabil, said, 'I will most certainly kill you.' He, Habil, said, 'Allah only accepts from those who are pious.' Qabil felt jealous because Habil's status before Allah Almighty had surpassed his own. Even though Habil had explained that Allah Almighty accepts only from those who fear Him, Habil's excellent sacrifice and pure intention earned him closeness and honor in the Divine Court. The feeling of being left behind and a sense of failure drove Qabil to murder Habil. This type of jealousy is often found in society, where people seek a higher status in the eyes of an authority figure, whether in a classroom, office, organization, or home. Like Qabil, they see a colleague's advancement and, overcome by a sense of failure, seek to harm him." Dear viewers, a person who harbors jealousy ultimately harms his own religious and eternal well-being. The faith of a jealous person is at risk. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "A person cannot have jealousy and faith together in his heart." A person's faith and religion are known by his piety, sincerity, and character. And a jealous person does not have these attributes. A jealous person becomes mistrustful of His Almighty. His relationship with Allah Almighty diminishes, and this is a great loss. Someone who harbors distrust towards Allah Almighty can have serious consequences in his interactions with people. Dear viewers, a person plagued by jealousy not only ruins his hereafter, but also becomes a victim of various calamities in this world. He experiences a perpetual sorrow that never ends. Jealousy traps him in suffering with no escape or reward. The jealous person distances himself from Allah Almighty's attention and mercy. His relationships with others become unpleasant as he harbors mistrust towards everyone. A jealous person cannot respect others. Consequently, he does not receive respect for himself. He becomes a source of punishment for others and is unable to find joy or see others happy. Jealousy destroys mutual trust between individuals, giving rise to moral corruption, accusations, and slander. A jealous person fails to recognize Allah Almighty's blessings upon himself and becomes ungrateful. True happiness and bliss over blessings will only be felt in paradise, where there will be no jealousy. Dear viewers, if we want to protect ourselves from the aforementioned religious and worldly harms, we should adopt the habit of avoiding jealousy and other major sins. Avoiding major sins is an attribute of the people of faith. Allah Almighty proclaims,
وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan: and those who refrain from major sins and indecencies and forgive when they are angry. Those who abstain from sinful acts are blessed with Allah Almighty's mercy and His assistance. Allah Almighty proclaims,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan: indeed, Allah is with those who fear and those who are virtuous. Those who protect themselves from sins and choose abstinence, Allah Almighty loves them. And whomsoever Allah Almighty loves and assures His help, what doubt can there be in His success? Dear viewers, if we want Allah's help and His mercy, we must avoid jealousy. There are many cures for jealousy and several ways to protect oneself from it. Perform repentance. Repent not only from jealousy, but from all sins. Say, O Allah Almighty, I acknowledge before You that I used to feel jealous of my so-and-so brother. Forgive all my sins. Supplicate, O Allah Almighty, I want to get rid of jealousy for Your pleasure. Grant me healing from this internal ailment and make me steadfast in avoiding jealousy. Remain content with the will of the Almighty, thinking this is the will of the generous Almighty that He has granted my brother the bounties. The generous Almighty has the power to bestow whatever He wishes to whomever He wishes and however much He wishes at any time. Keep an eye on the disasters of jealousy. Jealousy causes the displeasure of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Good deeds are wasted because of jealousy, and sins such as backbiting, bad assumptions, and malice occur. Jealousy destroys spiritual tranquility. Remember your death, thinking, soon I too have to leave this life and descend into the dark grave. Remembering death is the best way to rid oneself of all sins, especially jealousy. Number 6. Think about the bounties that cause jealousy. If they are worldly blessings, they are temporary. So how can jealousy be justified over something temporary? If they are religious honors and virtues, then they are gifts from Allah Almighty. And being jealous of Allah Almighty's gifts is negligence. Number 7. Do not focus on the blessings of others, because generally it causes an inferiority complex, which can lead to jealousy. Instead, focus on those below you and express gratitude in the court of Allah Almighty. Number 8, consider the virtues of avoiding jealousy. Avoiding jealousy is a means to earn the pleasure of Allah Almighty and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is among the deeds that assist in attaining paradise and receiving the shade of the throne on Judgment Day. Number 9, focus on correcting your own flaws. When you focus on the virtues of others, you deprive yourself of self-improvement. When you dedicate yourself to self-improvement, you won't find time for negative actions like jealousy. Number 10, replace the habit of jealousy with aspiration. When you see someone's bounty, don't wish it to be taken away from him and given to you. Instead, pray, may Allah Almighty grant him more blessings in that bounty. Number 11, take measures to transform hatred into love. Initiate salam to those whom you feel jealous of. Offer them gifts. Express condolences if they are ill. Congratulate them on their happiness. Assist them when needed. Publicly praise them for their virtues and benefit them as much as you can. Number 12, make it a habit to find joy in the happiness of others. It is the will of Allah Almighty that He has not made everyone's lifestyle and the bounties given to them the same. There is no guarantee that if someone's bounty is taken away, it will surely come to you. Therefore, instead of being jealous, be happy for your brother's bounties. Number 13, also seek spiritual treatment. Continuously perform istighfar in the court of Allah Almighty to protect yourself from jealousy. Seek refuge from the tricks and deceit of Satan. Whenever you feel jealousy, say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ and act like spitting 3 times to your left. Number 14, follow the booklet of pious deeds. In today's challenging times, adhering to the guidance provided by Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Adiyah will inspire you to follow the Sunnah, perform good deeds, and avoid sins. InshaAllah. May Allah Almighty safeguard us from all sorts of inner and spiritual diseases and enable us to avoid major sins. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we discussed a new topic from Surah An-Nisa, the excellences of avoiding major sins, and a discussion on jealousy. We explored the definition of major sins, the virtues of avoiding them, and how avoiding major sins can erase minor sins. Additionally, we defined jealousy, discussed its ruling, provided examples from the Quran on sins caused by jealousy, and highlighted the religious and worldly harms of jealousy. We also covered the remedies for jealousy. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. InshaAllah, in the next episode, we will be back with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.